This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's topic, what is faith? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's topic, we want to cover a very important point, and that is the point of faith, or al-Iman. What is faith in its essence? Well, no doubt, every one of us know that we have different ideas. We have knowledge about many things, but we don't have that belief and that faith in it. What does that mean? It means that the knowledge has levels in our soul. It has levels in ourselves. There are instances of knowledge where we know something, and with the passage of time, it just goes out of our mind and we don't have any kind of connection and attention to that thing. This type of knowledge is something we cannot call it faith or belief. But another things we know that when we know them, the ideas, which not just that we have a knowledge of them, but they become rooted in ourselves. They become ingrained in our very essence. They become part of us. We cannot deny them. We cannot minus them from our thought. They are part of us. They are part of our intellectual life. Such an idea and such a thought, which becomes ingrained and rooted in your personality, is called belief, is called the faith. That's what becomes rooted and ingrained in your thought and in yourself. Welcome back. This is A to Z. We were talking about faith. Well, in the last segment, we talked about the reality of the faith. It is the kind of idea or a view which becomes ingrained and rooted in our personality. So you cannot detach it from yourself easily. It becomes rooted in you. So some of the scholars says that there are two type of connections in the faith. First is the connection which is between the subject and its predicate, the subject and the judgment. That connection is the first point in the faith. And second is the connection between the central subject of that statement and your soul, yourself. These together make the faith. If there is an idea, if there is a view which is rooted and connected to your soul, it is called the faith. Now, is there any hint and indication in Islam about this? Yes. In Quran, Allah says, قَالَتِ الْأَعْرَابُ آمَنَّا قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا وَلَكِنْ قُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلُ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. When there were people in the life of holy prophets, they used to say that we have faith in Islam. We have faith. We believed in Islam. Quran says that tell them, O Holy Prophet, tell them, لَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. Tell them, you should say that we have submission to Islam. We have the submission towards Allah. But don't say that we have iman and faith. Because وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. Because the faith and the reality of the belief has not reached your hearts. So, what is faith? It is something which is rooted in our heart, which you cannot forget about easily. So, faith is something rooted deep in your heart. And that is why we need to make faith rooted in our heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to have real belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Thank you very much, listeners, for listening to this episode of A to Z on IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. To find out more about this program, log on to our website parstoday.com/EN, Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care and goodbye.